I feel like I've
back in
paid,
the saddle now,
paid a little bit of penance. That is so embarrassing when you do shit like that.
Oh, slip of the wrist, mate.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it was just not close. I got overexcited.
It just lets people know that they're on their real community radio station, not some bunch of polished tossers who are paid to do it.
I found this CD in the rack behind me, and I'm just browsing through it. It's called The Rebellious Jukebox, and there's some great stuff in there. And I suddenly saw this song, and I thought, hey, I haven't seen them for ages.
A
blast from the past, the old Blasters, and I was so quick to sort of try to get them in.
And here's some unsolicited mail.
Yeah, well, speaking of unsolicited mail, we got this this letter arrived. It's handwritten, by the way, which is a rarity in this day and age to get a handwritten letter.
It got past the pox doctor's secretary.
Well, I believe that it's handwritten because the gentleman who sent it wouldn't want to actually type it.
Yeah.
Because to type it would maybe mean that someone was tapping in. Like it couldn't be sending stuff in an email because it'll disappear.
Yep.
I'll read you this letter.
Yeah, let's go.
And you people out there, you may be able to help this gentleman. There's money in it for you if you can, by the way. $500. Here we go. It says, to Nimbin Radio, 102.3 NIM FM, brackets. Post Office Box 522, Nimbin, New South Wales, 2480. To the girl at the Rainbow Cafe, Saturday, the 5th to the 11th, 05. We'll pay five any genuine, original, front page of any major Australian daily newspaper dated the 3rd or 4th of March 1992. Okay, so if you've got any old newspapers around, if you've pulled up some lino, or if you know someone who just stores stuff like that, 1992, 3rd and 4th of March, front page. Must report NCA. I believe the NCA was the National
Crime Authority.
Must report NCA bomb in Adelaide of the 2nd of the 3rd, 92. Okay? The letter goes on basically saying that due to alterations made that appear to have happened approximately in January 1998, the archives of all major newspapers, he claims, have been infiltrated,
tampered with.
And he sent me a huge swatch of photocopies of what the archives said were happening, of certain things. This guy, by the way, J.
Bates.
Roger J. Bates. He's actually mentioned in some of these articles himself. And he's an ex-bank officer of many years. And he's all to do with... there was $20 million in one of the Adelaide banks, did funny things, went funny places, wasn't on their books. There's a company that wasn't on their books. It was jointly owned between a bank and some mysterious third party. All sorts of shit like that. Billion-dollar bailout.
You mean business as usual in the land that God forgot, .com/pine, hey you.
Exactly. And this bomb that went off at the National Crime Authority's headquarters in Adelaide at the time killed a policeman, apparently. The bombing murder of policeman, his name was G. Bowen, apparently.
Yep.
All those archives have all been altered completely all the way through. So what Mr. Bates is looking for...
The Ministry for Truth.
Yeah, the Ministry for Truth. Has been very busy. Yeah, George Orwell, you must be chuckling your little head off.
Oh, he was chuckling a long time ago, Roberto.
But, I mean, to actually have them back there, because knowing that there's no hard copy left, and knowing that people go to newspaper archives for what they believe is...
And people don't write letters anymore or leave paper trails anymore. It's all done digitally and it's wiped at the editor's desk.
Well, if your archives of your major newspapers can be edited and changed as they can, the Ministry for Truth is alive and fucking well, my friend.
Yes, I see the evidence right before us, Roberto.
Exactly. So, I mean, and if somebody finds an original front page, what are they going to do? Burn it and say, what front page?
Yeah.
You know, really. So, anyway, check around at home. And
there'll be people tearing lino up all over the Northern Rivers, Roberto.
$500 for any genuine original front page from that date, 3rd and 4th of March, 1992. You can let us know here at NIMFM 1-668-90-279.
That makes all the more sus, that Scouts paper drive a few years back, mate, when they wanted all the newspapers out of every garage in the Northern Rivers. I bet that was the ASIO mob cleaning up.
Of course.
Of course.
I've always wondered why...
You've got to watch those Bobber Job scouts, mate, when they
come
around.
That's why they're so keen to collect your old newspapers.
Yep.
They don't want history lying around to be verified.
That's him, mate.
Because they're busy...
taking the people's record away from them.
Of course, the more efficient they get, the closer and closer to the present day the alterations become. Until they're altering what happened yesterday.
Sliding door universe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And with
it's a multiple choice question, life, and it's very difficult to get any of it right.
Yeah, A, B, C, or I usually go for the all of the above, you know, and it stuffs me up every
mortality
time.
Rules the waves.
Yes, indeed. I got something. I got,
so you've got to kick back at the pricks while you can.
I've got 32 seconds of something cute.
Oh, very good.
And I have no idea what's down there. Track 5? I think... Oh, wonder what that was. It's that one. Okay, we're all
oh, this
back,
is the blast from the past. We've
back in the
had it in the slingshot
this,
for a while
this
now.
This isn't the blast from the past. This is just something that arrived also on my desk. It arrived actually in a similar-looking parcel to the newspaper man. It was all sort of wrapped up. Because they both arrived special deliveries, yeah?
No strings attached, no wires visible. We're right. No white powders in the corners. We're right.
I hope you enjoy this as much as Mario and I
enjoyed
it. You're
in the sedition edition of the PaySpace, and Lord love yous.
I must increase my bust. I must increase my bust. I must increase my bust. I must increase my bust.
You used to be excited about finding changes. Now it could save your life. Get to know the normal look and feel of your breasts, and if you find a change, see your doctor. Visit nbcc.org.au.
Lovely, it could be a harmony, more things, more shows, I was on the TV. They want to hear some American music. They want to hear that sound, that from the USA. Then it's a howl from the desert, the scream from the slum, the biggest in the roller, the beat of the drum. They want to hear some American music. They want to hear that sound, that from the USA.
Professors Lennon and McCartney. In a recent article, Time Magazine put down pop music, and they referred to Day Tripper as being about a prostitute. Oh, yeah. And Norwegian Wood about as being about a lesbian. Oh, yeah. Now, I just wanted to know what your intent was when you wrote it, and what your feeling is about the Time Magazine criticism of the music that is being written today.
Well, you're just trying to write songs about prostitutes and lesbians, that's all.
May I ask about the song Eleanor Rigby? What was the motivation or inspiration for that?
Two queers.
John, did you ever...
Two barrow boys.
Oh, this is getting disgusting. This, but what?
John, did you ever meet Cass of the Mamas and Papas?
Yes, and she's great. And I'm seeing her tonight.
Good.
Yes, she's good.
Is matrimony in the immediate future for the two unmarried members of your group?
Is matrimony in the immediate future for the two unmarried members of the group?
I notice the two married men are sitting together and the two single boys are sitting together.
The two married men are sitting together.
Because we're queer.
Don't tell anybody, will you?
Yeah, don't tell anybody, will you?
No, I won't breathe a word of it. How about you?
No, we're right.
Ellipse of seal.
Mm.
The inanity.
Yes, a very shallow take, the American media.
Woo!
Very shallow take.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
No, nothing's changed, mate. That's the scary bit. That was 1966, I think, in America.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that vicinity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just insane.
Anyway.
Just, I believe you've written one song about a prostitute and one song about a lesbian. How do you explain this?
What was your intent?
I guess we just wanted to write some songs for the prostitutes and lesbians. Yeah, why not?
As you'd be buying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho,
it's about 10 past 10. It's the watchmaker's time.
Old dinosaurs walking through the play space.
Boom, boom,
da boom, boom, da boom, da boom.
All right, well, this, I don't know about an old dinosaur, but...
Well...
How would you describe her? More of a raptor, I think, than
yeah, more
dinosaur.
Of a raptor.
We'll be right back.
quick
you,
cut.
You warned
quick cut.
You bloody warned me.
Yeah, I did. And
I
all,
looked up. I
and
saw
there he was, buried 15, in the news. I what's thought, fit to print?
I thought 15 seconds to go. Not a sweat. I'll
Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, of course, still absolutely dancing on the bones of the establishment, and don't
yes,
they
indeed
do it in grand style?
They do, eh?
Yeah.
They do indeed. It's almost quarter past 10.
55 odd, I think. Chrissy Hynde and still rocking it. I love it.
Yeah, I'll just pop
it's
this
from an album called Loose Screw, in it's case you hadn't evolved to that point
yeah,
in your
yeah,
listening
yeah,
history.
Yeah, the black, white and blue cover, you can't miss it.
She's a deadly woman, deadly woman, that one.
Quick word now from our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Relax at the Rainbow Cafe in our beautiful garden and enjoy friendly service. The Rainbow Cafe is proud to serve the best local coffee and great food. Choose from a colourful variety of meals, including salads, burgers, rolls and other hot dishes. The eggs are free range, the falafel, hummus and all the other sauces are homemade using local ingredients. The Rainbow Cafe, an original sponsor of NIM FM.
There you go.
Oh, and don't we love them?
Don't we? Don't we love
those original sponsors?
Those original sponsors, the ones that have been there from the beginning and are still there at the end.
Yo way.
You've got to.
They have faith in our community, Camel Roberto.
They do.
And they've put the real deal on the table, which is to be congratulated.
Yeah, yeah, the food up there's gone really well. I mean, it's just such a choice place to eat. Quarter past 10 here on NIM FM. And I just noticed in the Northern Star this morning, front page, also all of page 3, appears that there's some gentleman prowling around the Northern Rivers region in a white hatchback of some description, trying to entice 8 and 9 year old girls into his car. Okay,
he was a white hatchback.
White hatchback. He tried a couple of girls up at Ganellabar there.
That sounds like a sufficiently innocuous vehicle.
It does, yeah. There's a billion of them around. But, like, just everyone just be aware.
Yeah. How old's this fella?
Oh, I don't know. What's it say here? It doesn't give you much much description at all.
Anyway,
that one.
We always have to maintain our vigilance in our life around here,
yeah.
Roberto. We've lost too many people along the way.
Yeah, here we go.
So it's just another one.
They were approached by a man in a white hatchback as they waited for the school bus about 100 metres from their home. At 8 o'clock in the morning, and the man drove back and forth watching the girls. Worried, the girls tried to cross the road to get to the safety of a friend's home. The man drove his car between them, wound down the window and told the eldest girl, "Come on, sweetheart, get in. I'll take you and your sister to school today."
No, it sounds like a classic incident of the things we don't want to know about in this community. But anyway,
exactly.
Keep your eyes on...
Keep your eyes...
And travel in company, you young things out there.
Yeah, yeah, and the girls...
Don't leave yourselves
those
in vulnerable
girls
situations.
Obviously did exactly the right thing. They sussed this guy before he even opened his window.
Oh, we've got to trust the wisdom in our children too and encourage them.
And teach them and not hide the fact that there are rock spiders.
Have enough self-esteem to know when things are not right.
Yeah, and to know to be able to act
accordingly.
And get out and look for some help.
Yep, travelling company is a good thing too.
Always. Anyway.
Some people out there are waiting opportunities for vulnerability, so it's good not to be vulnerable. So keep yourself strong and travel in strong company.
It's, once again, about 16 minutes past. I must have done 3 time calls in about 2 minutes.
Did you know the Burmese junta? The Burmese junta, what we don't know and loves.
Yeah.
Who have been holding that Aung San Suu Kyi in house arrest for about 20 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping that we'll forget her. As
hoping her house falls down.
Well, those brave, bold fellows have moved their centre of activity 400 kilometres inland from Rangoon just recently and set up shop.
Is that
what they call their new safe place, which is Yang Mon.
Their new safe place?
Yep, Yang Mon.
Okay. Is this merely just the government?
And the state employees who might not have liked to move 400 km from kith and kin and known country, they have been, by junta's declaration, denied the right to resign. They have to move with their masters.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
So if we thought things were crook in Tullaroook, it'd be grateful you don't work and live in Rangoon.
I reckon, yeah.
You'd be in Yang Mon with no ticket back.
Exactly, heading off for... A brand spanking new safe place. Yeah, we can almost change the name of our show one more time. Bob and Jack's safe place.
Yeah.
The new safe place.
No, nothing safe in the play space.
No, unfortunately, that's so true.
Awareness is the only key to the play space.
But how about that? what paranoid little morons these guys are. With every right to be paranoid, though. It's like...
Well, they've seen the tsunami slap the coast just down south a bit, I suppose, and they've yep. seen the Americans getting antsy about various yep. axes of evil in the
yeah.
world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're just saying, all right, Trump this, you bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? Well, yeah.
We've been building our bunker out here for the last 25 years.
I wonder how many metres below ground the new safe place is.
Oh, look, who knows? Oh, did you see that thing where we got trolled by cameras through... now, where are they gutted somewhere in Europe?
Ah, they're gutting Paris. They're
no,
gutting
it was an
France.
Island, an island off the shore of Sweden. The Swedish naval base on an island. And they honestly, the dude wouldn't reveal how many kilometres, but they were wheeling a camera through these endless, endless, endless highways with 30-foot ceilings and 30-foot cross that
yeah.
you could drive a London bus through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 30K was mentioned a few times as an estimate.
As an estimate, 30K long.
Yeah, 30Ks of these tunnels.
Yeah, yeah,
30
somewhere.
Kilometres of tunnel under yeah. this island, like yeah. the whole island is a shell, a facade of bush. There's just like the top of the island with yeah, carefully yeah. camouflaged.
Yeah.
Then you look around the side of the island where there's this big rock wall, and there's these dirty, great big entries for ships and for submarines, big arches carved into the rock face itself.
Aye.
And it goes on and in from there, mate, 30Ks plus.
Good
anyway,
God.
You just imagine...
Just the Swedes.
Well, the Swedes did this. They initiated it. They initiated it sometime in the 40s, I think, or the 30s.
Yeah.
The 30s, during the Second World War.
Yeah.
Even though they were sort of fairly...
Neutral.
But they've been maintaining and extending it, and they've now decided to hand it over to private enterprise to maintain and run it.
Oh, that's fucked it. So, well, that's fucked it.
But anyway, there's some of the Swedes aren't real keen on that idea. But anyway...
I can understand why.
Awesome. When I was just thinking, well... Yeah, well, you know, that's what military industrialists have been
private,
doing all over the planet.
Once it's private, then the private person just sells it to somebody else, and sells, and next thing you know, your sworn enemy owns your military
base. They reckon
base.
The bunker underneath the Parliament House in Canberra is five times as deep as anything above the surface.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was a nice one. It was designed and built in at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no pretense. Even the building itself barely gets above ground level.
This is what military industrial complexes do. They dig in and
they dig in.
Yeah, yeah.
They, prepare said, for a they nuclear, said it was for the
prepare
weather.
Prepare for a nuclear strike. Oh, they're a happy mob, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are indeed. And speaking of happy mobs, I don't know if you guys out there... in fact, I do know. I know that you've been following the exciting adventures of the blogger that's been coming to you from NIMFM here over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Well, are you in luck, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mums and dads? Because we have the brand spanking new episode 4 of the blogger.
There you go.
Arrived hot on our desk here while we spoke. We'll be back at about 10:30 to pick us up.
Scandoc Org.
Scandoc.
And his many minions.
Yes,
indeed. They never sleep.
Never sleep.
Did you recognize the tune? Yes, it's time for a new episode of...
The Blogger.
The Blogger. The Blogger. The Blogger. The Blogger.
Planet Earth, the year 2022. A hot and hostile world. Human population, 155,000. Main population centers, Alaska, Norway, and Antarctica. Small scattered numbers of people are also found in Mount Tasmania and the Snowy Mountains, now called tropical lowland Australia, surrounded by the ocean.
The Blogger.
The Blogger.
A telltale about capitalist technology fascism let loose in the almost incomprehensible environment of TuneIn FM Studio. Please note that we offer for affected listeners debriefing and trauma counseling services with each episode.
We'd like to pick up the story where Alexandra and Petrov are considering a journey to the outside world for a visit of another veteran named Otto. Otto was lucky to find a small unique valley with forest, creeks and animals, an exceptional place tucked away in the cracks of a hostile island continent. He successfully biomimicked his existence within his environment. He didn't need the outside world, but he was well informed with his state-of-the-art communication system. He knew what was going on. Let's turn to our couple, Petrov and Alexandra, to see how they are getting on for their precarious journey to Otto's place.
Why do you want to go outside? You know how dangerous that can be.
Come on, Petrov, slip on this anti-hazard suit, grab the backpack and let's get going. By the way, Petrov, sometimes I think you exaggerate the dangers of outside. It's really exciting. You're just lazy. Besides, we need to get in touch with Otto.
But Alexandra...
Shh, Petrov. Come on, you activist. Get active. We really need to leave now. Or do you want to get holocloned? Or worse, get turned around and then do the bidding of the central processor? That would be a shame, Petrov. I won't allow that. So up you get.
How far away is this, Otto?
Only 5 or 6 hours. But if you're not used to trekking, well, it's not that far anyway. Come on.
What about the wine and my nanobots?
I readjusted your nanobot factory. It's all in the backpack, and I also fitted the voice communicator to it, so you don't need that clumsy keyboard programming. It'll make our journey much more pleasant, providing for survival essentials and shelter, and of course your recipe for the bloody wine.
So, what's your plan, Alexandra?
Right, we leave from here, walk for 2 hours in a northeasterly direction, then have a break. Another 2 hour trek over the mountain pass, another rest before descending into Otto's valley. That's the most enjoyable part. When we get there, we don't need the anti-hazard suits anymore.
Yeah, all right. I thought as much myself, but what are your plans once we arrive at Otto's?
Ah, always suspicious, you old geezer. Relax, Petrov, I have no hidden agenda. We must share our knowledge about defeating the holoclones with the remaining free people.
But that means...
You need to share your wine recipe with your brothers and sisters in solidarity. Come on, Petrov. You of all people asking for solidarity. Here is your chance to lead.
Well, if you say so. Okay, Alexandra, let's go. Follow me.
Why not drop this cheesy dialogue for a moment?
Okay, that's cool. It also simplifies the production of this recording. So, what's up, Alexandra?
Petrov, you obviously want to send a message with this audio drama, don't you?
Sure, everyone does. But I cannot save the whales. I'm just about capable of preventing life trying to kill me.
Didn't answer my question.
Well, I like to be evasive sometimes. It's wonderful how it can make the seconds on the recorder clock tick away without anyone noticing but me. Feeling smart about I made this production much longer, filling a sizable chunk of airtime.
Petrov?
Well, yeah, the message. Well, dear listeners, with your radios, computers and MP3 players pretending to be radios, listen up. I did not stare at blotted paper with my psychoanalyst to divine a deeper meaning. However, I do share your concerns, feel your anxieties and appreciate your undivided attention. However, be assured that we all together will dance through George Bush's depression, coming out laughing the other end. I know it, because I can offer my skill at cooking a healthy meal on the cheap while the neocons, be they old or born again, are trying to salvage their bandwagon. Just remember the credit cards, your personal slavery shackles. Don't use those too much.
Let's return to the plot. Cheesy or not, the listeners are waiting.
We all feel that it is a responsibility of the context provider to avoid letting this story hang in mid-air without proper explanations.
Hi, I am your context provider. Remember me? No need to hang in mid-air. Last time I shone a light into the dark corners of your incomprehension of this futuristic, nostalgic audio drama. 'Twas good, wasn't it? Otherwise you would be left to wonder, what are nanobots? What is biomimicry? Who are the United States of Antarctica? Well, first to the nanobots. Everyone still alive on this planet uses nanobots to produce everything from foods, clothing, medicine, to all goods. Everything can be programmed to be produced by nanobots. Nanobots form nanobot factories for specific purposes, as we shall see later during the story. Initially, nanobots were problematic when accidents happened with people forgetting to turn off their nanobot factory after use. Whole streets in towns literally flooded with unwanted goods someone had programmed to be produced. One incident where a whole town got flooded with an undefined grey goo, some individual's experiment obviously gone wrong. Nanobots had to be fitted with extended restraint programs. Nanobots became safe and intelligent. However, they also became more sentient. That is, they can feel pain, insult, and respond emotionally to abuse. If you, dear listener, want to know more about the Code of Nanobioethics, CNE, call 66890279 or fetch a copy from our office. Next, biomimicry. The ability to imitate nature's processes. Biomimicry, maximizing your own chances of a good life in harmony and sustainably with nature. In this story, some people perfected biomimicry to even grow chlorophyll on their skin to absorb the sun's energy, sustaining long periods without the need for food. Biomimicry should not be confused with biomockery, such as genetic engineered organisms and frankenfoods. Finally, the USA. The United States of Antarctica is the largest habitable place on Earth. It is covered with forests, rivers, lakes, mountains, valleys, and full of animals. The continent has everything to keep the born-again neocons going. Oil, gas, minerals, uranium, gold, and a malleable population. The United States of Antarctica is the logical offspring of the old USA. The newborn USA is at war with peoples from the North Pole. Please don't ask any further questions about this topic. I already told you that there is not much information available except for the historical fact that the USA always was at war with someone or other. If you please excuse me for a recharge of my neurons, we shall meet again. I can feel it. Thank you.
Martin as Petrov, Judy as Alexandra. Our shy context provider was impersonated by Pia, and I'm the other Martin telling you all of this. But wait, there's more. Stay tuned to hear the interview with the producer of The Blogger. Hear the inside story of the making of The Blogger with the producer himself.
Welcome to NIM FM. You are the instigator of this corny audio drama. Tell me, how did you get this idea?
The Blogger is a condensed series of observations are made looking at computer-obsessed journals, opinion makers and social commentators. Call them what you like. These people spend enormous amounts of unproductive time shuffling around files and folders with their apparatchik-style software, which makes a senior bureaucrat feeling envious, you know?
The Blogger is set in a hot and hostile future world. Your world?
I love the future. It's always safe to express oneself. It is up to us to shape the future. The future, the young. Young people cause crusty governments to wobble. I love it. The only accountability mechanism left in this rotten, decaying world, a French youth riot.
You also created the sound embedding music for The Blogger.
Sound is the international heart language.
So does your audience understand this language?
It is up to us to shape the sounds for a better world, or just produce more panic-inducing episodes of French youth riots.
Is there any cryptic connection of Bordeaux 2008 red wine with the French youth riots?
Pardon?
And finally, do you want to convey any deeper meaning with this story?
Well, you know, just between us, this is actually a disguised sociology experiment to test volunteers of NIM FM who are quite capable of speaking proper English in their willingness to speak my crooked English script.
Danke schön.
A bit of homegrown funk.
Has been produced by scan.org for community radio to NIM FM.
Oh, he's got the big voice,
a
Martin.
A non-killing organisation furthering biodiversity and free speech.
We do.
Yes. Watch out for the nanobots, though.
Yeah,
they're coming.
Yeah. And watch out for that nature mockery, was it?
They're going to comb your hair in a brand new style.
I reckon. Good on you, Martin. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Martins. The Magical Martins and Company.
And don't forget,
hand delivered in the play space,
the Mega Om. at 11 a.m. this morning. That's in the
exactly... Yes, bombs, not bombs, good folks.
27 minutes time.
Non-violent, non-compliance.
It says here in the little bit of paper I got handed, come to the peace pole.
That's down in the peace park there, where they've been setting up shade and playthings for little ones.
And then there's the Aquarius party around the pizza oven.
Which is where Donato and friends have been doing a Gaudi on our central barbecue area.
Yes, indeed.
So come along, all you barbecue Arians and fellow travellers.
We were just offered the placebo. We were offered the choice of the recorded om rather than the live om.
Yes. Yes.
We decided to go with the flesh.
Way too inorganic.
Yeah. It just seemed, seemed like the minute's silence.
We'll have a little rumble in our own little jungle.
Yeah, we will indeed. it's all in there. It's all. What have I got lined up? Something fresh and new. I've played these guys. I think you've been away the last couple of weeks, and I have been flogging these guys.
Skittering elsewhere.
Yes, you have.
I went to the Mighty Mighty's play space at the Gabba last Friday.
How was that?
Oh, amazing, mate! I've never been there before, and they've turned into a bloody coliseum.
Is that right?
Oh yes.
I haven't been there for ages.
Well, see, Nora, we were doing a 30-year return. See how the Windies were going? And they weren't going real crash up, but we saw the first day when they really shook them down a bit, and then the tail wagged and. You know, second innings. We all know the story.
Yep.
Young, still up and coming, but not got it to take down the world's best cricketers just yet. But fantastic first day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we took the Nimbin Heads Cricket Club signage and a few other things to along to entertain the troops. And we sat on what was the hill, which is now part of the Coliseum.
Okay.
In amongst all the rough and rowdy locals, and had a great day in the sunshine. I got a sunburnt nose and a wonderful edumacation about how the other half lives.
That's
but yeah, we were in the Mighty Mighty's play space up there in the Gabba on the day in question.
So you're speaking about how the other half live, Jack. Wouldn't be French for quids right now, mate.
Oh, man. Well, you know, they've got to get it right over there. They're really arrogant, the French. We all know that. Especially when you're not considered French.
The fabric of French society has been, shall we say, rent.
And merci, mes amis.
Mm.
Who live amongst us here. We're a global village here, and I acknowledge that. There's no, we're all colourblind and culture...
Over here, absolutely, but like...
Open-minded, but...
back when you're in trying to deal with the bureaucracy that is the Republic, it's a whole different kettle of fish, and we're looking at generations of enforced ghetto life.
Yes.
And
generations of some sort of inherited rete de seigneur or something, which is not extended to everyone.
And yet, woven within all this fabric,
Is
this attitude, and it's been proven time and time again, that violent action gets results. We're coming back to the whole violence
really
thing.
Good at it.
I mean, the French started it all off with the French Revolution, when the people rose up,
it's
and with the first indication of a popular revolt that overturned a whole system.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. And so the French people know that if you get really shitty...
You have to burn a few things.
That you can get stuff done. The French farmers did it.
Mm.
The wine growers did it.
Yeah.
You know? And I noticed only this week, about Tuesday or Wednesday, the French government's promising to throw buckets of euros at these housing slums and ghettos and racial prisons.
Could have been done 20 years ago and none of this would have happened. But then there's no foresight in this.
But rather than throwing buckets of money, I think that the people who live in these places would just like to see equal opportunity when it comes to employment.
Yeah, a little opportunity and autonomy in their lives.
And to stop being regarded as definitively second-class citizens, even when you're third-generation French.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. That's what's being pointed out to the French population, that their homework needs to be addressed.
I mean, what we're seeing here, and we've seen it in Britain too, and
have to see it here, Roberto, before we get sensible about our unspoken and underwritten apartheid?
I'm not sure if... We haven't quite got the same historical precedence.
No.
We haven't had an empire.
Amongst other things, it is the 125th anniversary of the Glen Rowan incident.
Go Ned. You Irish bastard, you.
Yeah, but a truth-walking, truth-talking Irish bastard, which is the worst sort of edumacated paddy the English never saw coming.
Don't they need it, indeed.
Yep, a little prick in the bubble of because occasionally.
Exactly. I got some young lads here from Melbourne. They call themselves the Speakeasies. Oh, like I said before, I've played it a few times. It's a hot little piece
There's
of
a lot of good things
work.
Come from Melbourne.
Yeah, there's some good stuff coming out of Melbourne right now, and this is one of them. It's called Hey, What You Drinking Tonight? And it's one more rung in the ladder of brilliant Aussie hip hop that's just starting to emerge. That's
sounds like a speakeasy to me.
Yeah, taking the world by storm.
Knock, knockety, knock, knock. Hey, yeah. What you drinking tonight?
Yes, indeed.
Yo, Monas, what's happening, man?
Cab is on the road, just driving over. It's a cab truck.
No, it's cats out there on the road.
God, it's Friday. We're getting on it tonight.
See, I can flow quick or slow. Either way, you should know that when Mo rocks the show, it's remarkable. It's Friday night, I'm feeling lovely. I'm at the club, see, got my belly full of bubbly. Step to the bar, throw back another bottle. Got off my beer goggles, I'm surrounded by models. Flex on the deck, so my ears are pressed. I'm looking fresh to death in my Sunday best. Vision's blurry, I can't see well. Hear my name, turn around, hope to see a female. Confronted by a hottie from my days of retail. Damn, she looking good, beauty's in the details. I said what up, she said what up, I flash just a smile. Exchange a little chit chat, it's been a while. She hit on for the dance floor, she dragging me along. No, we're still going strong when the lights come on. Two Heinekens, a Bex, vodka, lemon, and Sprite.
Yo, Monas, what drink is it on?
Five Cougars, thanks, love. I changed my mind.
Doesn't we get?
Yes,
quite pleasant, thank you.
Right. Wake up in unfamiliar surroundings. The place is kind of nice. For public housing, reach for my phone. That's a must. Get me out of here before this chick wakes up. Grab my socks and my boxes, I'm on the front lawn. If they find me on the street, we'll just stay with the horn.
Yo, Mo! Sorry I'm late, bro. I couldn't find the keys in my car. I ran out of petrol. Popped into the servo to fill up the gas. But I had no freaking cash, so I had to pull that.
Jay, shut up, bro. This girl's running out the house and taking our rego.
Oh, yeah, I can see her. She's not a bad girl.
You put your foot to the floor, make the dance and roar.
You'll be back.
Yeah,
I
Mo,
know
seriously,
you will.
Man, I'm so, so sorry. I honestly, I didn't have any petrol in my car, and I had to go to the petrol station, and then, honestly, I had no cash. I wasn't backed up at all, so I had to go to my dad. Yep. And my dad's like, why the hell don't you have any money? I'm like, Dad, I don't have any cash.
Heineken to Bex, vodka, lemon, and Sprite.
Yo, Monas, what drink is it on?
Five Cougars, thanks, love. I changed my mind.
Pleasant weekend.
Yes, quite. Pleasant, thank you. 11:30 on a Sunday morning. Feels like the crack of dawn, and I'm stretching and yawning. I'm still in my clothes, and I'm sure I smell. But I gotta make moves, got a Barbie at 12. Out of bed, grab my 8-track. And a 6-pack, jump in the hatchback. Windows down, put the seats back. 27 minutes till we start the feasting. I pick up latte, heading for the southeastern.
G'day, Monas, pulling the hungry.
For Kona Phil's Barbie.
But I got the munchies.
Chill out, dude. It's not that far. I think that underneath your seat you'll find a chewy muesli bar. Pull up a Phil's and all the boys are around. Local beer pushes me till the sun goes down. And that's how we do it, how we spend the weekend. Only 5 more days till we do it again.
Top Barbie, Robbo.
Monas, you're drunk as top. You want to lift
home? Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Even though I should be ditching you like you did last night, you bastard.
No, that was Friday, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, what's on tomorrow? Are you working?
6:30 alarm clock.
Yeah, kickstarting another Aussie weekend.
Yes, indeed. Love them. The speakeasies.
Look and after each other out there, you lot.
It's a great little CD. It's 10 tracks. A few of them are pretty short. There's a funky little piece in the middle. It's called Rap Addicts. No, lesson one, interlude with Ziggy Zizznak. Now, Ziggy Zizznak,
yeah.
I don't know if we've got time to line up. I'll find it another morning. Zizzy sounds about 8.
Yep.
And they leave Zizzy in the studio with the gear for a bit.
Mm.
And he gets a little... He's been watching...
Gets a little thing going.
He gets a little thing going about it being Zizzy's Zizneck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's great. It's a really funky little piece. And
Yeah, we've got to hand it to the kids.
Yeah.
Got to hand it to
the
kids.
This is some young kid that's growing up with 8 tracks around him, you know, and decks and all sort of stuff, and was scratching when he was 2, and he just take to it like ducks to water, don't they?
Yep.
It's nearly a quarter
born
to 11.
Born for the game, they are. Born for the game.
Don't forget the Mega World Om at 11. That New Zealand Om, it's only 15 minutes out from shore right now. That puts it, if I calculate back,
they'll be styling up in
Byron. It's about 370k east of here and coming at you at about 1500 kilometres per hour. So brace yourself.
People get ready.
People get ready. That huge Kiwi Om is going to mix with ours and rock on across Australia.
And going to sweep around the known world.
Sweep around
world.
The known world, around the known universe, picking up energy as it goes around. And
bring it on home.
Bring it on home. Well, look at me, sitting here, absolutely nothing in the machines.
Ah, right. It's like that, is it?
It's like that. I was just, I can whip something out. But it was just, I was sitting here and I was just sort of quietly listening to the music and thinking about bits and pieces. And bugger me if it all just didn't turn out empty in the end. But that's cool. It's, as I said, it's about a quarter to 11 here. Quarter to 11, and Zev, the green extremist.
The green extremist, the furry fella we know and love.
The one indeed. We'll be here with some tasty reggae, some...
Fat news,
hardcore attitude. He'll be joining us, I'm assuming, in the Big Almond 11 with his mellifluous tones. And we'd love to have you come along here to the studio at 11 o'clock, 15 minutes time. Pop on over if you're just hanging around and join us in our Om for World Peace. And in the meantime, have a bit of a listen to this.
We were just discussing whether or not those poor sods, those 80, I mean, I know it's not one of those things we're supposed to question here in the land of opportunity.
Question everything,
believe nothing.
Don't shoot till you see the whites of its eyes.
The fact was mentioned how bloody convenient it was that they had 18 homegrown terrorists and a house full of fertiliser and a bloke with a gun.
Yeah.
That they could all jump on 3 days after they'd passed.
They're actually trying to secure their tomato crop.
Passed that one word in their terrorism act. They passed the word, they changed the V to an an or an A.
Yeah.
From the definite article to the indefinite article, which means you don't even have to have a target necessarily have anything at all. If we're just thinking about it too much, and I can see that these two boys have walked in
a little bit thinking about it too much. Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
Both of them. Absolutely guilty as sin. It's 11 and a half minutes before Ecotones, the green extremists,
which is where these fellas come in
right now. Yeah. We're in deep shit. We're all in deep shit. But if we listen to the word of Zev, and we start to pull our finger out and get a bit proactive instead of reactive, then maybe we can start to crawl our way out of the deep shit which is flowing everywhere and get a bit of a gasp of fresh air. It just takes time.
Got no time to play. The time is the master. when I tell the same about the time to delay when I tell the same. Time is the master. Could he could think a dot? Move it on the dot and don't you look who I continue to crash. Zero time, this a parable time, yeah. Cause some may say, cause this a zero time, yeah. Yeah, you know. Got to know what to do in this time, is not what you're saying. Got a time to flee, got a time to delay, but I'm just saying. Tick a tick a tick a tick. Move it on the dot and say you could have never stop, stop. Got no time to play and say no time to delay. Move it right away and never till you go and sink on this time. Go and do the thrilling link, living over, keep a coming to my doors and look over some more. When I tell them I'm a sound, it'll be on the coming on. Someone else is to be the one to go and see what I tell them.
You run and you run, catch up with the sun, but it's sinking.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Eh, mon Dieu.
Mon Dieu, indeed. Mon Dieu. No, your Dieu. Mon Dieu.
Yo, walking under the same sunshine.
Yes.
Praying under the same moonshine.
All getting smitten by the same cosmic force.
All buried in the same earth.
Absolutely. And it's 4 minutes to 11 o'clock, 4 minutes to Ecotones, 4 minutes to the World Om for Peace.
That big Mexican wave.
The big Mexican wave. It must be getting pretty close now, 4 minutes away.
For the armless.
Yeah.
One for the armless.
Let me think now, if it's travelling at 333 metres per second.
I can feel a ripple.
Yeah. I can feel a shockwave starting to emanate over here. So if you're going to join us there, out there on... in Radio Land for the mighty World Om for Peace, then you should be getting yourself settled, wearing loose clothing, take your tie off. Caught you out. You didn't think I knew you wore a tie at home, did you? You've been sprung. Never mind.
Step outside, it'll blow your mind.
Step outside, it'll blow your mind. Yeah, and I'm sure I can't. Just let me have a quick glance to Peace Park. See if I can see the crowd gathering.
The assembled multitudes, the innocent criminals, the armless.
Yes, indeed. There seem to be quite a few folk down there. I mean, it's such a strange thing, 11 a.m. It's...
on a sultry morning, yeah, on a Friday
especially,
in Nimbin.
Especially in a community like this where the keeping of accurate time, the wearing of watches, the observance of clocks, the even... Yeah, even admitting that it's 2005.
It can be difficult to extract out of the natives.
It can indeed.
They'll all tell you what Mayan calendar day it is and what colour you should be wearing. But
exactly.
They don't know shit about Gregorian thingos.
No, they know just what phase the moon's
absolutely into. They'll be able to spot that.
And yes, indeed. But yeah, the whole concept of time.
Yeah.
People think it's so immutable, but like it's not. It's now just about 1 p.m. in Eden. He's just warming up over there. He's just getting himself a little bit of resonance down there. Okay, so we're going to on for a full minute here on NIMFM. It might take us two or three. You've got a beautiful tone over there, Brother Jack. We've got about a minute. That was brilliant. That was about 35, 40 seconds of just energy.
Something just
energy.
Came over me, Roberto.
Yeah, I could see it welling up
it's
inside
you. Fast.
It's moving fast. That was just a bit of a pre-shock wave. You've got about... well, I'm hoping our clock on the wall somewhere near bloody right. But who cares? We're going to go by the clock on
it's
the wall.
It's a bit rubbery.
And the clock on the wall says you've got about a minute and 10 seconds to go or something like that while we sit here.